Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are grabbing our aprons and really zeroing in on one thing, how you can win at US BBQ competitions.
Yeah, that's the goal. We've dug into Pitmaster Arsenal to find the quickest path for you to learn those American BBQ circuit tips and tricks.
And the focus here is specifically US competitions, right? Because it can vary elsewhere.
Absolutely. These techniques, the judging criteria, It's very much geared towards the American style. And good prep, like Pitmaster Arsenal points out, it's not just about taste. It buys you time during the competition.
Time. Okay, so like trimming meat way beforehand.
Exactly. Get that brisket trimmed hours before, so when the clock starts, you're focused just on the cook, on managing that smoke. That's a huge benefit.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the big stuff. What gear does Pitmaster Arsenal say is absolutely essential for a win in the U.S.?
Well, it really boils down to your smoker or grill. The thermal stability is key, how well it holds temperature.
Right. And the fuel type matters too, doesn't it?
Big time. That choice directly impacts flavor and how quickly things cook. It's a core part of the strategy.
So what are we looking for? Specific brands?
Pitmaster Arsenal mentioned some popular ones stateside, like, you know, Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg. The key benefit they offer is consistency.
Yeah.
Holding that temp steady for hours and hours.
And the fuel. Wood versus gas.
That's the classic trade-off, yeah. Wood gives you that amazing deep smoke flavor judges often look for. But it needs constant watching.
More work.
Definitely more work. Gas is what's easier. More control, more precision with temperature. But sometimes, maybe it lacks that really intense smokiness.
So it's like high reward versus high consistency. You got to choose.
Pretty much. Yeah. And speaking of precision, tools are vital. Good digital thermometers are non-negotiable. You need those accurate internal temps.
Makes sense. What else?
And for efficiency, especially under pressure, good, sturdy, heat-resistant gloves for moving hot grates fast,
yeah.
You know. And safety, always, always have a fire extinguisher ready, just staged and accessible.
Okay, so cooker's dialed in, safety's covered. Now, how do we actually make the meat taste amazing? Let's talk technique.
Right. So Pitmaster Arsenal highlights mastering methods for specific cuts. The number one technique, really, for the big wins, it's low and slow.
The classic. Why is that so important?
Because it's how you handle tough cuts. Think brisket, pork butt.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts with lots of connective tissue, like collagen.
Okay.
Low and slow heat, held steady, gives that collagen time to melt down. It transforms into gelatin. That's the benefit it guarantees, that incredibly tender, moist result judges want.
Ah, I see. So it's a chemical process you're managing.
Exactly. But then you have other cuts, like chicken. For that, you often need the opposite.
Which is?
Hot and fast. This does two things quickly.
Yeah.
One, cooks the meat through safely. Two, and this is critical for competition.
The skin.
You got it. It crisps up the skin perfectly. That's a major appearance point. Huge benefit for your score.
All right, cooking methods down. What about building the actual flavor? Rubs? Marinades?
Yes. Flavor building starts there. Rubs, usually salt, sugar, spices like paprika, they create that initial base layer of taste.
And marinades.
Marinades, often with some acidity like vinegar, they help tenderize the outside a bit and add another flavor dimension. Then comes the smoke.
From the wood choice, right.
Precisely.
Hmm.
Different woods give different flavors. That's another benefit you control. Pitmaster Arsenal mentions hickory for that, you know, strong, almost bacon-like flavor.
Okay.
And something like applewood. Gives a milder, sweeter smoke. Better for maybe pork or chicken sometimes.
Gotcha. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. You practice at home, but how do you know if you're truly ready for a competition? How do you bridge that gap?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start thinking like a judge. They focus on four key things. Appearance, tenderness, flavor, and texture.
So you grade yourself on those.
You have to.
Yeah.
But just cooking isn't enough. Pitmaster Arsenal really stresses practicing under pressure. Simulate the timing, the turn-in box deadline.
Like a mock competition?
Exactly. Replicate the chaos. Get feedback, maybe from experienced pitmasters if you can.
Yeah.
Analyzing that feedback, figuring out where you went wrong, That's the benefit. That's how you improve and get consistent.
So wrapping this up then, what's the core message for someone listening who wants to win?
It means getting the right U.S. style gear. Mastering the science behind low and slow for those key cuts, nailing hot and fast when needed, and practicing like you compete. Consistency across appearance, tenderness, flavor, and texture. That's your foundation.
Consistency is key. Makes sense.
And here's something to think about based on what Pitmaster Arsenal says about presentation. Judges look really closely at that turn-in box, the garnish, how it's arranged, everything.
Right.
So the question for you is, if your flavor and tenderness are genuinely perfect, like a 10 out of 10, how much does that perfect parsley placement really matter? Can appearance alone push you over the top, or maybe even cost you first place? Something to consider about the psychology of judging.